This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your Forex trading related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a Forex trading related question that you do not know the answer to, and you cannot find the answer, whether it be on Google or on NoNonsenseForex.com or on the No Nonsense Forex YouTube channel, what you can do is go to www.NoNonsenseForex.com/AskVP. There will be a form there. You can type your question in there, and I will get right back to you, usually within 48 hours, sometimes a lot sooner than that. You guys are really good at getting to me when I'm actually online, and so sometimes I'll answer your question right away. And every once in a while, one of the questions I get will actually make an episode of the show. So disclaimers are fun, right? I mean, who doesn't like to read disclaimers? I have one. It's on my site. I will also link it down below if you also think disclaimers are super fun to read. But in that disclaimer, I say a few things. One is that nothing I say on the podcast, on the blog, or on the YouTube channel is actual investment advice. I am not an investment advisor. You are paying me nothing. This is nothing but one person's opinion, and that person just happens to have done this for 10 years and to have experimented with just about everything possible. And finally made it to a point to where many of you want to be. So you can just take that for whatever it's worth. You can follow my advice. You can go against it. You can do whatever you want to do. The podcast and really the channel officially started in June. I know I had some videos out before that. But in a very short amount of time, since June, we are in October now. A lot of people's trading has been turned around indefinitely. And they have emailed me and they have thanked me. But in the end, you should thank yourself. You're the one that sought out the advice. You're the one that took the advice. You're the one that applied the advice. And now it's working. That is more you than it is me, believe it or not. I just give the advice. It's up to you to take it and run with it. Also on the disclaimer, I allude to the fact that there are people that use Forex trading tools that I completely trash and still end up becoming successful traders. Sounds crazy, right? But it happens. It happens. In terms of people who are actually successful, which is a very small amount of people, it probably happens more than it doesn't. And you're saying, well, VP, how can that be? If all those tools that you trashed in your Dirty Dozen video are really that bad, you know, how can people still, you know, win with them and come out the other side? Because if you also recall, I told you that money management and trading psychology are the two most important things in Forex trading ever. And if you have those locked down, you can overcome just about anything, even completely awful outdated Forex tools. Remember, I told you too, the guy who runs my entire prop firm even said you could really just flip a coin and go long or short on any currency pair as long as you have the right money management in place. And I can't really argue that. But I also came back and said, well, look, focus on trade entries too, because why wouldn't you want the best trade entries possible? Why would you not want to up your odds as much as possible? Why would you not want to increase your winners and decrease your losers by finding the best entries? And I have made it a point to try and show you how to do that. But I created the disclaimer to show a couple things. One, that you know none of this is something you can come back and sue me for. That's a big reason why you put disclaimers in there. But two, there's many ways to go about this. This is the best way I know. It's the way that makes sense to me, and I hope I can make it make sense to you, and I think I've done that for a lot of people already. But if you see somebody out there who is just killing it with support and resistance lines and moving averages, well, then they do exist. They are just very rare, and they are constantly fighting an uphill battle every day. Their trading could actually be a lot better and a lot easier, but even some of your top-level guys still think that the only way to go about things is by using tools in the Dirty Dozen and a couple other ones. They don't know the big, beautiful world that's out there that you guys know about now just by listening to this podcast alone. So be thankful, but know that in the end, you're the one that sought this out. You're the one that took the information and applied it. And when it's all said and done, the results that you get, good or bad, are your responsibility, not mine. So we are in episode 16 right now, and the question for episode 16 is from one of the first people to ever ask me a question. I told you I had those videos before June, probably January or February of 2018, and Ask VP wasn't even mentioned. It was just a little tab on the website, and if you found it, you found it. and Julio from high-end Spain was one of the first people ever to ask me a question. Julio, I hope you're still out there. If you are, give us a shout-out somewhere, either on the email or on YouTube. And Julio's question was this, and I'm paraphrasing because I couldn't find it. I found my answer, but I couldn't find the actual question. So Julio's question was something to this effect. What do you think about using expert advisors or robots in your Forex trading? Now, I have gotten this question quite a few times since. For those of you who don't know, an expert advisor or a trading robot are the same thing. It is a program that somebody created that you plug in to your trading software or your charting software, whatever you have, but it has to actually connect to your account. And what it will do is automatically generate signals and manage the trade all the way through based on the program that the person has created. And your money goes up and down based on whether it's right or wrong. And they are everywhere because they are a pretty good business model. Once you have actually created the code, you're pretty much done doing most of the work. Then it's just a matter of marketing it and getting people on board. And then you charge a monthly fee and then you're done. You know, you just continually get that money, which, you know, who doesn't want to do that? And I don't blame a lot of you for wanting to go out and find one of these trading robots that actually work. I understand that a lot of you want to become great Forex traders, but in the end, what we all really want is a continual flow of money, no matter how we get there. So if some of us can not even bother trying to learn this game or trying to get good at it, but just have a robot to do all the work, well, then great. You know, we'll go find that. And then there are those of you that still want to learn how to get really good at this, but you have the mentality to where if some is good, then more is better, which that's great too. I agree with that. So while you're learning to have that, you know, constant money machine in the background working, you know, who wouldn't want that? You know, I cannot blame you for wanting that either. So a lot of traders are looking for something like this. And because of that, it's become a pretty big industry. So you guys know how this works. I give the short answer and then I give the long answer. And the money's in the long answer. But the short answer to the question is, no, I don't. But if you do, be really careful. And I guess that's a pretty good short answer because we're going to go over ways you need to be really cautious when approaching these things and how to do your research the right way and how to test them out the right way. Because you need to do all of those things. The people who just blindly go to a website and say, oh, this looks really good, because they're all going to say how well they work, and then try them, are on a slippery slope down. And they should not be surprised when their account starts going down right away. So I can start by giving out a few testimonials here. When people go to AskVP, and I don't ask that you do this, but I kind of like it when people do. I like to get an idea of where people were at before they found the channel. And some people have told me that, you know, I've tried every instructor, blah, 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 and it just didn't work. Okay. Some people have said, I have tried this EA, this EA, this robot here, and I did nothing but lose money over time. So I figured, okay, it's probably time to go ahead and learn this on my own. So I've already heard at least a dozen horror stories just on AskVP about these robots. And it doesn't surprise me at all. Because the chances of finding a good one are very slim, and I would be willing to bet most of you who sent me these emails and told me these horror stories did not do your research the way you should have. I'm not saying it's impossible to find a good one. If you find a good one, oh my God, it is going to be worth its weight in gold. You will have that constant money machine. But the chances are very low, and in order to actually overcome the huge odds stacked against you, you're going to have to approach this a particular way. And you're really going to have to approach this with a lot of skepticism. Because if you remember episode 9, where we talked about should you pay for indicators, I made the point, and I thought it was a really good point, to where you got to understand, most programmers are not traders. Just like most traders are not programmers. We're typically just good at one thing. The chances of finding a great Forex trader alone are very, very slim. It's very hard to do. The chances of you finding a great Forex trader that is also an excellent programmer that knows how to convey their exact trades into an actual program is even smaller. I would say exponentially smaller. Because even if a great Forex trader met a great programmer, it still might not work. People have asked me before, they said, hey, you have this algorithm, you ever thought of automating it? And I tell them I can't really do that because even though it has very easy to follow parts, I still have to use my brain in certain circumstances. There's still a human element to it, and a program cannot account for that. So even if all the stars align, the chances of that end product being great are very, very slim. So just know that going into it. I think so many of us are just so desperate to get out of the lives that we have, either whether you're in a third world country and you want to get out of poverty, whether you're in a job you hate and you just want to get out of that. You know, we will be way overly optimistic on things that are designed to fail way more than they're not. And I think that's why some of these robot industries have existed for 10, 15 years. Because they don't actually work, but they're able to hook enough suckers in month after month and hopefully keep them for a few months until those people finally realize that the product they bought is defective and doesn't work. Now, if you still want to go out and try to find a really good one, there's always different things you have to look for, but the number one thing I want you to look for is results. They need to show their results. Many of these companies don't even do that. They just say how great it is, but have absolutely no actual trades or numbers or anything behind it. And they're still around. I think people just fall for this every time. If you were to buy a product that's going to make your account go up or down, wouldn't you want to know if it actually worked? I mean, I'm blown away by this. I did some research this week just to see, you know, the top 20 results that I saw on Google and Bing, and half of them didn't show any results at all. They just wanted you to trust them. They had really pretty websites. They seemed like they knew what they were talking about. And they said, okay, buy my trading robot. And then people do. I don't understand it. But then the real problem comes with the companies that actually do show their results. And I'm doing air quotes right now. You just can't see it. But there are so many different ways that these companies can manipulate and mislead people into thinking that they are amazing at what they do. Now, we won't go over all of them here. I'll mention a couple, but I will write down all of the ones I know about on the blog. As you guys know, the blog, there's every podcast has a blog that goes with it, and I'll link it below. And if you want a comprehensive list of all the ways these people try to screw you, it's going to be there, and I'll map it out. But the most common one that I've seen, and this is really, really bad, guys, is they just make a little table on their website somewhere, a little spreadsheet cut out, and then just type in the results themselves and have no actual evidence of this. They'll say, hey, in September 2018, we made 550 pips for the month. Why? Because that's the number they typed in. No other reason. And I'm looking at this, I'm like, well, shit, that's all you got to do? I'm in the wrong business. I can find one of my programming friends in the Ukraine and buy an EA from him for a couple $100s, make a website, put down a spreadsheet, and just type in any number I want. I mean, who wouldn't want 550 pips a month? You know, it's amazing. And somehow it's not fraud. And I think one of the biggest reasons why is a lot of these companies are in far-flung countries or in countries where international law just doesn't even want to be bothered to reach out to people who really, when it comes down to it, it's small-time fraud. It's fraud on a very small scale. So they're just able to get away with it. And out of all the ways you can fudge your numbers that I researched, that was the number one thing that I saw. But there are many other ways to mislead a potential client, from using money management systems that are completely reckless just to inflate their numbers and get giant results for a very short amount of time, from only showing you the wins and not accounting for the losses. I mean, they'll think of a lot of things. And if you're not aware of these things, you're probably going to fall for these things. So make sure you check out the blog too. I'm going to list every single one I know on the blog tonight. And then if you absolutely insist on trying to find one of these, I wish you the best, but please know what to look for before you start going in. And for the love of God, if you do end up purchasing one of these, in the very first month you use it, plug it into a demo account. Do not plug it into your real account. Now, you might be saying, well, VP, that's crazy. You know, how am I going to pay for this thing and not even use it the first month? That's a waste of money. No, it's not. We talk about backtesting. This is the forward testing. You have to actually see when you use it does it really work? And if it doesn't, you're going to be really, really glad you just went ahead and paid for it for a month and used it on demo. Because I can almost say with confidence that 99 out of 100 times, these things don't work long term. So just bite the bullet in that first month and plug it into demo and see how it actually operates. And then track the results for that month and then see if it matches up with the results that they put up on their website for that month. Only then should you actually plug it into your own account and use it. And I would even say start small when you do, because you only have a month's worth of data. And I know this sucks, and I know you're not going to want to do it, but I think you know as well as I do that this is the best approach to take. I would love for you to find something that works really well. I just want to up your chances of finding that one thing, as slim as it's probably going to be. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the Forex Q&A podcast, understand two things. One, the podcast loves you back. Two, if you want to show your love and you're not just saying it, go to iTunes. Whether you listen to your podcast on iTunes or not, go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. It means a lot. It is the only thing I've ever asked for in return. But I got a lot more coming. Stay tuned for another trading video this Thursday. I think we're going to attack one of the Dirty Dozen. There are 12 tools in the Dirty Dozen, hence the word dozen. And I think I've only broken down one, so I think it's time we attack another one. And then get ready for a brand new podcast next Monday morning. But in the meantime, traders, on the No Nonsense Forex YouTube channel and on the podcast, I have given you a lot to work with. Study it. Put that system together. Put it into practice in real time and go out there and get it.